There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the butter queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I hope you all have been sleeping well. If you're not, we don't want you to take the drug we're about to talk about. You talk about secrets in your sleep. How about secrets when you're awake that could make you have an eternal celestial dirt nap? You don't want one of those. Not before your time,
a
anyway.
Dirt nap.
Yes, right?
Wow, that's very morbid.
You don't typically wake up for them, at least from them, at least in your the body that you have right now.
Pushing up daisies, yes.
Yeah. Speaking of bodies and balancing out raw masculinity, we have Joni Abbott joining us this hour on the Robert Scott Show.
Where?
Hey, Joni's back.
Yes, raising up from the dirt nap. Yeah, hey, you guys.
It's great. Now I feel lighter and happier already.
Good, because I'm ready to rock the health world with Robert Scott Bell today.
Excellent. Well, listen, we just got off. If you're listening in sequence on Natural News Radio, Joni just had her show, and if you missed it, the good news is it's there for download basically forever and ever and ever, and right now for free. So take advantage of that. Go to Natural News Radio, and you'll get some homegrown health with Joni Abbott. Sleeping. I think about sleeping well, and part of the problem with sleep in our society, I mean, it's multifactorial. I acknowledge that. Maybe we can bring out a few of those things, but we're going to talk about a nasty new drug you want to avoid even if you can't sleep. But as I've been gardening almost every day, you know, Joni, Liam came up and got us a jump start. We started digging and everything. We put together my third raised bed. We've got a secondary in-ground. We've planted a whole row of sweet peppers coming in, and we're just going crazy. And of course,
that's
I'm spending.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, but I'm going nuts in a good way, and my body is sore in a good way. And by the end of the day, I'm tired, and it's not a bad kind of tired. It's a good kind of tired. It's like when you've been out working hard all day. You're with your body. Your body says, okay, it's time to go to sleep. It's time to get some rest. And sometimes, and Super Don, you know what I'm talking about here. If you work in a desk job and you're doing radio all day on the computer all day. Even if you stand up and down a little bit like we've joked about before, you don't get the physical exhaustion. You get the mental exhaustion, the emotional exhaustion. There is a distinct difference.
There is. I mean, it would be the same. The analogy I would use is if you're driving 2,000 miles in a car and all you're doing is sitting down and you're just pushing on a pedal with your foot,
mm-hmm. Yes.
You can be incredibly tired by the time you get out of that car, mm-hmm. and even more tired than if you had just, you know, gone to the gym and worked out. I mean, it's a different kind of
fatigue, though.
But
you're
it
right.
It is fatiguing, yeah. Yeah.
And you know, our ancestors that occasionally hunted saber-toothed tigers and took them down were doing that so that one day Super Don could drive cross-country and press with his right foot, occasionally get out of the car, and then get back in.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I got out of the car a little bit.
They didn't hit the tigers with the car.
Don't hit the tigers. No, don't hit the tigers.
They didn't hit the tigers with the car. Well, you know, one thing that you're also getting that, you know, you can't get in a car, you can't get at a radio station, is when you're working in the dirt, you're getting vitamin D from the sun,
yep.
and you're getting those luscious homeostatic soil organisms that help replenish your microbiome. And these guys are like the G.I. Joes of probiotics. They can establish themselves anywhere in your GI tract, from the inside of your mouth all the way back to the end of your tush, and you've got some major good guys on your side, the BT probiotics that
I
can help
to
eat
ask.
And
have to
keep
ask.
You from being sick.
What
yeah.
is it?
They're the G.I. Joes.
Right.
Do these guys have the kung fu grip?
I think they have the kung fu chomp. That's what I think they have. Well, I think they are able to eat invaders that
yeah.
would even potentially make you sick. They have the power to do that. And you could get so much from the soil that you don't get doing anything else in any other workout anywhere else.
Yeah, I agree. Now, so may I ask, Joni, do you have a little windowsill garden, a raised bed, or what are you doing at all, you know, summertime in the Midwest?
Well, I did. I raised that garden a couple years ago, and then I did some potted gardening uh-huh. this year.
Okay.
I moved out from the country and into the city, and so learning to garden in the city, actually having my life completely changed from being homegrown and at home all of the days into like working all the time now. I'm telling you, it's increasingly difficult to get all of my gardening in and done, but I'm looking forward to, you know, just trying to work back toward that every single year.
Excellent. Well, see, here's the bad news about the people who can't sleep for any number of reasons. Again, we can talk about EM field disruption, EMF, right? And that's another aspect.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, any kind of stress. But also, I've talked very frequently. I think I mentioned this story last week on the air. I had to get my son some running shoes because he's running cross country now. And when we're there, the person, what is it called? Not a waitress. Someone that works the cash register.
customer service person?
Checkout customer service. Right, yes. So she's like, she's yawning as we approach her. And I'm like, you know, looking at her, I was like, it's middle of the day. Why are you yawning? She says, I couldn't get to sleep till like 2 in the morning. And then she admitted, well, she stayed up on purpose because even if she goes to sleep at 10 at night, she wakes up at 2 in the morning and she has to eat. And I explained to her that it was a chromium deficiency. She has hypoglycemia. And without missing a beat, she complained about something else and something else. And never listened even to a single thing that I said. She might be not one of the smart millennials. In fact, the one that wants to stay asleep, and she'll say, wow, this new drug called Belsomra might be for me, right? You'll see a commercial and says, ask your doctor about Belsomra, and that the non-trade name or whatever it's called, the behind-the-scenes name is Suvorexant. But Belsomra sounds really kind of nice because it's got som is sleep, right? The root word. Uh-huh. They did a little Latin there.
Take out the R, you've got Belsoma.
Belsoma, yeah, exactly. So feel where they're getting. So it's used to treat insomnia. Now, the question is, and Jerry Doyle alerted me to this story. He says, what the heck? How did the FDA ever approve this thing? Because this is supposed to make you sleep for, you know, at least 8 hours. And it's likely going to be habit-forming, which is pretty traditional for all of these sleep drugs, right? It can be addictive. They don't want you to share the medicine. But they say, make sure you tell your doctor if you have a history of depression or thoughts about suicide.
Right.
See if you have sleep apnea, let them know. If
right.
you have COPD, let them know, or any other breathing disorder, let them know. If you're pregnant, we don't know if this is going to harm your unborn baby, so tell your doctor. Now, if the maker of the drug doesn't know if it'll harm your baby, how's the doctor going to know if it's going to harm your baby? Just one of those pause for a moment.
The doctor will never know.
Thanks.
There's no way the doctor would even know. Because
right.
nobody, you know, the cheerleader didn't walk in, give him a pad and a pencil with the company name on it and tell him.
Yeah, and so there are more pregnancy warnings than you want to shake a stick at. How do you take it, whatever. And then they say avoid taking it shortly after eating a meal. The medicine may not work as well. Some people, listen to this, Joni. You'll love this. Some people using this medicine have engaged in activities such as driving, eating, or making phone calls, and later they have no memory of doing it.
Now.
Oh, nice. Temporary amnesia or permanent.
Yeah.
Listen, we've covered this before. If you remember, this is the exact same thing that was happening with people that were taking Ambien.
Yes, that's right. The Ambien...
They were sleep cooking.
Yeah, sleep
and
sex.
And they have to sleep sex.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we all took a nap on that break. Joni's back. We got Super Don on the mic, and he's testing out his new headset. Now, you don't hear the deep pipes of Super Don just to balance out the...
I'll be honest. I'm not testing out a headset. I forgot my mic.
How do you forget your mic? I mean, I don't understand you forget your mic.
Well,
I don't. That does not compute.
Right?
Because I had to pack up an entire desktop computer and all the components, and I left one of them back at home. So.
Actually, when you're a producer, you could forget a mic. When you're on air talent or host, you can't forget your mic.
Well, I'm not the on air talent. I'm just the sidekick.
Sidekick. The Suzuki sidekick. I think there was a. We'll call you Suzuki man.
You have all the talent.
Right. Well, and Joni does too. And of course, the raw femininity to balance us out. So this is good news. Good news.
So we got you on the studio mic. You got me on the headset mic. And we've got her on the phone. So I think we're all set.
We're all set. Yes. Now on the sleep thing, Super Don, on the break, you had an interesting insight into that. What was the main, a common, it wasn't uncommon, a common side effect of Belsomra is
amnesia.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can see where this is going.
I'm thinking, listen, if the FDA is going to approve a drug that has a common side effect of amnesia, then you better believe that you're going to start seeing a defense in court with these criminals that are just going to claim that, hey, I was on a, you know, an insomnia drug and it gave me amnesia. I don't remember doing any of that.
Yeah, I think that's actually going to be a big thing, the Belsomra defense. It'll be like, I had no idea what was going on. Look at the side effects of this thing. It includes driving, and you don't remember
that's
the same.
Right. That's
so why
right.
not?
You know, I mean, listen, if you can have a Twinkie defense, you remember that back in the day, yeah. back in the early 80s, I forget who it was, but that had the Twinkie defense because he said he'd eaten a bunch of Twinkies before he went out and tried to shoot somebody.
Yeah, of course, he went bonkers with the Twinkie. So, I don't know. Anyway, Joni, I was going to ask you, because we opened talking about, like, my love of gardening now. Not that I never didn't love it, but I just didn't have an opportunity where I've been. And how you can exhaust yourself to a good night's rest in a good way.
Right.
What
right.
other thoughts do you have, beside, of course, dancing and singing the night away until you're tired and you'll sleep really well, too?
Well, I think about, you know, resting when the sun, during the proper times, you know, we have electricity, learning to shut your lights off a little sooner, giving yourself an hour or two in dim lighting to help your body make the transition and spark its own melatonin production. If not, you know, melatonin is something that you can take. Some people do really well with it. Some people don't. It can alter hormones. So I don't know that I would be a long-term user of melatonin, but I love ashwagandha. I love Ayurvedic herbs. Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic, and it's something that helps regulate your cortisol levels. So if you tend to have, like, the monkey brain that never shuts up, this would be something that kind of helps that. I mean, we have so much going on in the way of hormonal disruption in our this epidemic of sickness and illness and lack of sleeping in our culture that we're not sleeping well. We've got, you know, adrenaline fatigue. We have cortisol spikes when they shouldn't be happening. We have BPA exposure, estrogen dominance. I mean, it's all, to me, it's all part of the big picture and the big quagmire. Like, of course you're having trouble sleeping. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can put into practice just on a daily basis, including meditation and being and having a mindfulness meditation, like breathing techniques and learning how to pull yourself down.
Listen, there is a homeopathic remedy that I came up with myself.
It is not.
It's called Jose Cuervo.
That is not a homeopathic remedy.
It doesn't that help with insomnia?
Bad Super Don. That's not. We're trying to be helpful here.
It comes from the agave plant.
You're gonna dehydrate
it's
them.
Natural.
You're gonna stress their liver.
It's from a cactus.
Right. Okay. Well, we do.
Right. Well, you know, you could have a glass of red wine, sulfite free, organic, non-GMO, whatever. But again, you know, right, you have to look at your body's response to alcohol and what that's going to do to your immune system as well. So there are some other, you know, valerian root. There are a lot of natural remedies that you can take, and a lot of time it's just really making lifestyle adjustments.
Super Don, have you ever smelled valerian root?
I have not smelled valerian root.
You can stink up the whole plate of potato chips, the whole house with valerian root, just saying.
Really?
Stinky butt feet, stinky butt feet.
Is it worse than durian?
No, people will typically say durian is worse, although I will eat lots more durian than I will valerian root. In fact, if you eat enough valerian, you can put an elephant to sleep, just so you know how powerful that stuff is. So you got to be careful to take the right dose if you're looking for that. I would rather do the CBD that we get from Cannavest. As far as taking the edge, the anxiety off, I think you might find that be helpful for sleep. And I also mentioned the GTF Chromium, the 100 micrograms three times a day. Well, let's take a break. We're out of time. We're going to come back. Joni and I are going to continue. Super Don's got work to do, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sedley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with Jody Abbott from Homegrown Health, and we're glad to have you on board, Joni, all the time that you are so busy we don't get you all the time. But when we do, it's a special day.
I know. It's good to be with you, Robert. Thank you so much.
Well, we've had a great discussion on sleep, sleep drugs, etc. I don't know, is there anything I glossed over too quickly that I want to give you the opportunity? You mentioned some adaptogenic herbs and some other thought forms there, and this is something I'm sure a lot of folks, even in the holistic realm, some have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, well, it is, you know, there's an emotional component to our physical health that we don't often like to recognize. You know, a lot of people might feel very fulfilled in their careers and even in the natural health world, you know, be eating organic and non-GMO and feeling great in their bodies. But, you know, there's still this emotional component that I see popping itself up in every aspect and every facet of our society, whether you are a natural health-minded person or not, and that is unresolved emotional health issues. You know, things from your past, your childhood, undealt with trauma. A lot of those are the things that can keep you up at night. And we really, there's no pill or food for that. You know, making sure your microbiome is completely stocked full of great fermented foods and lots of probiotics and things that are going to keep your digestive health in great standing. Those all help us neurologically, right, because you've got your second brain. But, yeah, I just want to also throw it out there. A little therapy never hurt anybody either. So
talking it out, right?
Taking care of our emotions.
Talking it out. That was always the good side of psychiatry in the 20th century before it became a corrupt drug, everything that has an emotion kind of profession, which changed it completely. And so that's a good thing, talking it out. So let's see. We have some other stories I wanted to cover with you, and I know you want to cover another medical kidnap story, which is I hate having to cover these, but we've got to give people a warning so this doesn't happen to them or any other children or moms and dads and families. This one on medicalkidnap.com. We have the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Home birth newborn medically kidnapped at Illinois Children's Hospital. Now, this is not Lurie's in Chicago. This is a different one in Illinois, Illinois Children's Hospital. Do you have the backstory on this one, Joni?
Yeah. Basically, there's a mom with some religious beliefs, and it was not, you know, like a normal standard Christian religious belief system, because, I mean, even that gets discriminated against, you know, in right. hospital settings, especially if you question vaccination, if you question anything, really, that the doctors want to do or ask for a second opinion. We've known for a long, long time now that when you ask those words or you ask that question, it's a trigger word for usually hospital staff to be on alert and or call DCFS and bring them in. Depending on who you are, your knowledge base, unfortunately sometimes what your race, color, or religion or sex is
right.
might be a determining factor as to whether or not you are then targeted for what they like to call medical neglect. So the backstory is that a woman, she had a midwife-assisted home birth and a planned water birth and lotus birth. Now, a lotus birth is where you leave the placenta and the umbilical cord intact until the umbilical cord falls off at the belly button of the baby. So you are, you know, preparing this placenta in a diaper, basically, and you also add herbs and there's other things you can do. But the reason why a lot of women like to have a lotus birth is because they feel that everything that gets transferred from the placenta to the baby is absolutely necessary. The last blood transfusion, the last portion of stem cells, which are right. all very, very important. If we allow the cord to keep pulsating, if you cut the cord while it's still pulsating, the baby's not getting that very necessary last blood transfusion. This also helps keep babies from being jaundiced. When you allow the blood to continue to flow through and that last blood transfusion to you know, get transferred to the baby, as well as those stem cells, it only strengthens your baby's immune system and your baby's chance of, you know, survival with, you know, a lesser form of complications. So she wanted a lotus birth. All of that was okay, except for when her daughter's navel started to get a little puffy and red.
See, here, Joni, if I may, because here you've got someone that's done, in my perception, really a beautiful thing, a home birth, a water birth, even the lotus birth concept. I've got nothing against that. I think it's wonderful if you know, but they were lacking in certain aspects of aftercare knowledge. And maybe the midwife didn't know, I don't know, and you might be able to fill us in on this, but as I'm seeing here, that redness led her to seek out help at the ER. Now this is the big mistake. When you go in for something
right.
that's mild, I mean, it's one thing when the ER, you're dealing with life and death, but they treat everything as if it is, and of course, if you're out of the norm, they're going to call immediately Child Protective Services. I will say in this case, if there is any redness, and we had that a little bit with my son especially, you know, they had a little redness in recovery, and we sprayed silver hydrosol on it, took care of it right then and there. And this is the kind of thing that I want people to understand, that if you're going, you know, all natural, so to speak, you've got to be prepared to go all natural all the way unless there's a life and death scenario. And I don't get that this was life or death, but yet by getting into that environment, the ER, you have now put your kid life and death in the hands of people who don't know what you're doing and don't do natural things.
Right. They don't, I mean, they can't even, they don't even understand the way cord clamping, let alone a lotus birth, you know?
Right.
So anytime a cord is going to be completely deficient of blood and that last blood transfusion is going to be given, they're not taught these things. And that's what they don't realize. Sometimes they refuse to acknowledge that their education is completely lacking and that their education needs to be furthered by their own, you know, desire to be a better patient caretaker or
right.
healthcare provider. So with the slight infection, the baby was not feverish. The baby was acting her normal self. The baby, the cord ended up falling off several days later, all on its own, as they do, and she noticed a little bit of pus.
Yeah.
She felt that she should pray for her baby. She prayed for her baby every day, you know, that there was redness, and decided that she should seek out medical care. At that point, that is not neglect. This is what I failed to realize and understand.
That's being responsible to your knowledge base. Like you said, I'm not. It's after the fact. I'm going after this lady, and I'm not. This is for me a teaching
right.
moment for everybody to recognize that. You know, the thing is, if you're being responsible in this case, and here the modern medical side should say, well, she was. Maybe you disagree with the way she gave birth, but. Wasn't she being responsible to your belief system by going in after praying to the doctor for some kind of treatment, even though we would know
right.
other ways to go about it? So at that point, though, rather than saying, oh, I'm so glad you brought the baby in, let's take care of it, immediately now this escalates.
Right, right. It escalated into CPS hounding her about vaccination, which she continuously over and over and over again stated was against her religious belief system, her spiritual belief system, her philosophical belief system, and that she did not want those. She questioned the types of antibiotics they suddenly were putting her baby on, knowing that it was going to harm her child's immune system. So she wanted to use the least invasive or least powerful antibiotic. And they don't like it when you question them, especially
mm-hmm.
when it concerns newborns. We know it all. Mentality, and yet the baby was not presenting symptoms of bacterial infection. She was not presenting, you know, dehydration. She was not looking like she was withered away and wasting or not thriving. She was absolutely breastfeeding just fine, and she had some redness and a little bit of pus in her navel area. We do realize that raises concern because in the navel area, you know, you want to make sure there's no infection that gets
right.
in there. In the midwifery world, we use Golden Seal. Just
sure.
It looks like yellow dried mustard. We use Golden Seal all around that area. It might stain the onesies, but I've never had a problem, and it's certainly better
Excellent.
Than pouring alcohol, straight alcohol.
Oh, yeah. It completely dries up and damages healthy tissue as well, which is not going to happen with the Golden Seal or the Silver. And in this story, I mean, you know, she demanded a second opinion because you said it. She didn't want the most powerful antibiotic. They, of course, were annoyed with her, but they did some more tests and they said, you know, you're right. We don't have to use as strong an antibiotic. So even asking and pushing back, which I think is an important thing to do, it's a risky
right.
thing at the same time because the moment you push back and your kids are at stake, they want to take your kids.
Right. Right. And they didn't only just take the baby, they took her other child as well, saying that now the mother's religious belief was a cult and that it was greatly endangering the health and lives of her children, although they look clearly healthy and were not vaccinated.
Man.
So they medically kidnapped the baby. They had her escorted out of the hospital along with her son and the baby's father, and then they just continued to give the runaround. At one point, the foster care person who was chosen was her partner's sister, and they didn't have the same cultural or religious beliefs or caretaking beliefs of the children as the mom and the dad. And so you just look at this and you're like, at what point is it okay to rip a breastfeeding baby off of the breast
yeah.
of its mother?
Well, and they did vaccinate against the mother's will here by going through the foster system as well.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this is a criminal enterprise. It's a criminal racket. You might be able to show me a case or two where, oh, it helped the child to get out of a real abusive situation. I'm not going to argue against that. But by and large, what do? You say it was worth it for these many families who have had their children taken from them needlessly because the belief system was different and they were not in any real or genuine danger. This again becomes a religious belief, a cult-like belief in medical pseudoscience and vaccinology.
Right. Absolutely. At one point, the mom even said, you know, the baby is 6 days old. You know, I'd like to, she had a monitor, like a monitor on her ankle. She wanted to take her outside and to get some sunshine and some fresh air. And they absolutely refused to let her do that. She became, you know, when you mother naturally, somehow it becomes suspect. I mean, for me, this whole entire system needs to be revamped. Why couldn't they, if they want to take a family into custody, why don't they have safe houses where they are 24 hours supervised? That way the children still are around their parents and they're still around their family and their siblings and the baby's still able to be breastfed. You know, why can't they do that instead of removing the baby from what is absolutely, you talk about, in the best interest of a child. There's nothing more in the best interest of a child to regulate their body and their systems after birth than breastfeeding.
Joni, you said it right there. The best interest of what? Who? The CPS?
Child.
The
children.
State? No,
right.
No. The hospital? All the money coming in from the federal government and the state agencies flooding their budgets. They know how this game is played, and there's money at stake here. Therefore, the child, the mom, the dad, the family are last on the totem pole here in terms of who they're really concerned about. And you can tell me otherwise, but their behavior reveals the facts and the truth of the matter. DCFS and CPS, if you think they should exist, they need to be absolutely overhauled and reversed in the order of which they are funded, etc., because it's corrupting these families and children to the point where you don't know how they're going to end up later in life when they're ripped from their families. That's creating trauma that does not need to happen. When we come back, we'll be wrapping it up. We've got a moment of duff. We can squeeze it in with Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Joni, this is a quite an intense subject whenever we cover the medical kidnaps. The question is, is there a solution in this case of this family? You know, she's filed suit. The mother, Dantia, filed suit. And, you know, I don't know where this is all going to end up. But, man, I'm tired of this. I really am. I want to see people stop putting themselves at risk. Now, she did everything right except for taking her child into a licensed medical facility when it was not a life or death situation. So that for me is one of the biggest takeaways here, to reemphasize in many ways, not to criticize her because she did what was she thought was best for her child, and in a sane and rational world it would have been an easier and better outcome, but we're not operating in that world anymore.
Right. No, we're not, unfortunately, because we've come to a head with what medical doctors, the limited, where their knowledge ends. It's like there's a whole new world of knowledge they're refusing to acknowledge, and that is where we are, where we begin, because they don't like to acknowledge that medicine can be our food, can be our medicine, and our medicine can be our food, like the father of medicine, Hippocrates, has said. You know, we can use food like golden seal. That's an herb that's used to heal because it's antibacterial, it's antifungal, it's antiviral. It helps protect. There are other ways that we can use food that we eat to help protect our bodies against ailments and illnesses. And because they don't recognize that, they're not trained in that. Because they're trained in pharmacology, it's like you're speaking two different languages, and we've got to be able to bridge the gap, because this just the traumatizing of families through CPS, false allegations, medical neglect that never really occurred. It's just like, hey, there's something infected here. Yeah. Let me help. But if that was a fully vaccinated child born in the hospital, and the hospital caused those injuries, because kids get staph infection and C. diff and SARS and MRSA from hospitals all the time, who's calling CPS on them?
No, they're not. They're not taking away their kids for this, right? Oh, man.
Right.
Joni, what was
Yeah, they're still getting funded.
What was your show, Homegrown Health, Reform Mind, today that people need to download if they haven't heard it yet? What was the subject today?
Well, I talked about essential oils and how it crosses the blood-brain barrier when they're inhaled, and how certain essential oils actually offer more oxygenation to your brain to help you overcome any ailment or illness. And I really focused on brain injury and opening up your brain using something like essential oils, diffusing or using on your skin, crossing the skin barrier there.
Okay.
And then I talked a little bit about emotional health, and I talked about a blog that talked to I'm just coming to this conclusion so much about life and our emotions being connected with our physical body so closely that we don't give it enough credence. And I think even in the natural health world, sometimes we are at war with the bugs. And we have to attack the candida yeast bug, right? We have to attack. We still have an attack mentality, only we feel like better about it because we're using natural antibiotics, but I think that there's still a better way to look at supporting the systems in our bodies and trying to maintain and achieve that balance through other more proactive means.
Well, and that leads, because you love pregnancy, childbirth, when you're with Joni, leads to today's moment of you-know-what.
Moment of duh.
Yeah. What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by women who are pregnant that eat better, having better results with their children. To be. Joni, you'll never guess, but pregnant women's diet is linked to a baby's heart risk.
Indeed, and every other organ in their body.
I mean, come on, man. Somebody paid for this study. We just were not under the impression that it mattered what women eat during pregnancy, much less on the way to becoming pregnant. And, of course, this study says, well, if you're not eating well, there could be problems with the heart because of deficiencies. And suddenly they understand the concept of a deficiency disease.
Right. Suddenly. For instance, it says a healthy diet was one with plenty of fresh fish, fruit, nuts, and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yep. The nuts are running the asylum. They're called medical doctors. They're not trained unless they go out to get specific training in real nutrition. And the lapdogs of the licensed medical profession in terms of what you eat are called dietitians. They're trying to co-opt the name nutritionist because they know, you know, as I know, that nutritionists know way more than dietitians in terms of what's really good for you. And cleaning up your act, cleaning up the food that goes in, and doing all the wonderful things Joni Abbott suggests is what I want you to do. Joni, we're out of time. Do you know what I remind each and every one of you after or at the end of every show?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell everybody?
I can. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.